Welcome back to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Head into Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day. Give us a text 0457 736 736. We've got 1,000 texts to get through. Don't worry, we'll get through them. Now it is time to select the 2023 Team of the Year. Smithy, let's go. We'll do it. Should we do it position by position? So my one, your one, or and go from there?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it that way. Okay. Yeah, that's easier. Yep.
For me at fullback.
You start. You
yeah, because then otherwise I'll just get blamed that I agree with everything that you say.
I'll probably start agreeing with you now.
Okay. At number one, I have Reece Walsh.
Ooh, okay. We're a little bit different to the Dally M Team of the Year. So he's eligible.
Yeah.
Can we inform our listeners about what's going on here?
So basically, Walsh is not eligible for Dally M because he was suspended for 2 games or more. And that's why Jacob Preston isn't eligible for Dally M Team of the Year. So we're just doing best player of the year. So we're not doing the Dally M. We're doing what we think is the best player in that position for the entirety of the season. Whereas the Dally M takes into account if someone's suspended, which I personally think is silly. I think that rule was made when it was hard to get suspended. I think it's very easy to get suspended. What are your thoughts just quickly on that, Smithy?
I think they serve their penalty, don't they, during the season. It's probably a little bit outdated. We might need to sit down and have a discussion about that, like we do with a lot of things in our game. But I reckon a lot of people will be split down the middle on this topic, Kempy.
Well, text in. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some people would say, that's part of a best and fairest. Like if you get suspended, then you shouldn't. But look, I think he's served his, he copped his penalty, served his time on the sideline. I think he should be eligible for the performances that he did put in.
I agree. All right, who you got at number one?
Yep. If we're going by the Dally M version, it would have been Dylan Edwards, but I've got Reece Walsh at the same fullback.
Okay, so no KP.
Okay. Well, I just think Reece, yeah, a bit. He had a better year.
Okay. And also, obviously, KP started at six. At number two, I have Asako.
Oh, well, yes. Okay. I had him at five, but it's on one of the wings. Let's go. Yep. Let's name both wingers.
Okay.
I've got Brian To'o and Jermaine Asako. Jermaine Asako, of course, people might say, well, he played for Dolphins, didn't make the finals. He finished the year as the top point scorer, top try scorer. Hasn't been done for, 30 years? I think the last person to do it was someone,
Mal Meninga,
I think, way back in the 90s. So, he's had a fantastic year. And then Brian To'o, of course, just an absolute machine on the wing for the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, I had the same. Asako and To'o, Dom Young and Watene Zalesniak were very, very close.
Yes.
But
yep.
I just think, you already laid out why Asako should have got it. With To'o, I think he's a victim of his own consistency. I think that he is so consistently good. And he's still scored 21 tries so far this year. He averaged over 200 metres, safe as houses. So I've gone. Now, for the centres, I'll let you go first. Who have you got for the centres?
Okay, I've got Critter. I've got Stephen Crichton
as
one. I think he's been very good. He had a tremendous State of Origin series as well for New South Wales. And, of course, part of that that minor premiership side who is now in grand final looking for 3 in a row. And the other centre I went with, Herbie Farnworth.
Yes, me too.
That's really?
I went, yes, Herbie Farnworth and Critter.
There you go.
Mate.
Well, Herbie's played 25 games, his stats are pretty good. Like, I think he scored a lot of, how many tries did he score? Plenty.
Oh, plenty of tries.
17 tries, was it? Something like that. 12 tries. He set up a few as well, and his stats, he averaged something like 160 metres per game too as well, so. Coupled with, he's a strong defender, so that's why I had to have him in there.
Yeah, he was outstanding. He was absolutely outstanding this year. Easily his year of his career, and it's going to be interesting to see what he does at the Dolphins. Now, at number six, I have Ezra Mamm at number six.
Oh.
Yes! Go, son! Go!
I swear to God, we are not looking at each other's team this year. I've got Ezra Mamm as well.
Yes! Surely he gets in there.
Yeah, close winner ahead of Cam Munster. I just think that Cam Munster was brilliant in parts of this year and obviously played State of Origin as well. But I just think Ezra Mamm's season was a lot more consistent than Cam Munster.
Mm, yeah. And I think as well, like, just it does a way, I'm not sure about yourself, but it weighs a little bit for me the fact that, you know, he's still so young. You know, the fact that he could impact a team as well as he did, that get him all the way, it does weigh a little bit for me in his favour. Now, at number seven, I think we've probably got the same bloke, Sean Johnson.
SJ.
SJ. Of course, SJ. At number, our front rowers, 8 and 10, I've got, and I will do you first. You first.
Okay. I've got Payne Haas.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Fanua Blake.
Oh, mate, you're reading my team sheet.
Stop it.
You're reading
This is a G-up.
Oh, my God. All right. At number nine, I have Wade Egan.
Oh, okay. There we go. I've got Harry Grant.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gone Harry Grant. And now a little bit along the lines of how I spoke about Cam Munster, I don't think, you know, Harry certainly didn't finish the season as well as he would have liked. I think he was well below his own standard. I think he might have been playing a little bit busted. I can't say that for certain. I haven't spoken to anyone in Melbourne, but just by watching him play, he came off the bench a couple of times at the end of the year. I think he was a little bit sore, but leading up to, well, pretty much the entire season, I thought he played relatively well. He had a couple of standout matches for mine, where he's clearly best on ground. And he finishes just ahead of Wade Egan. Taking nothing away from Wade Egan, though.
Now, let's get to 11 and 12, the back rowers. Now, I'm confident that we aren't going to have the two same back rowers. We might have one, but I'm very confident. Now, do you want to go
up,
first?
Mate. Yeah, you're up.
I'm up? Okay.
Yep.
At number 11, I have David Fifita. At number 12, I have Nicola.
Wow.
Yeah, from the Sharkies.
Okay, give us your reasons.
I thought he was outstanding. Matter of fact, I would argue that he was Sharky's best all year. I think that it's been his career best year, and he was most consistent over the whole year for me. Now, if you looked at, like, big games, you know, you could look at Liam Martin that could have got a spot. If you looked at guys like Olakau'atu that had some really good, like a month of really good footy, a little bit quiet and then really good footy. But for me, across the whole season, I thought Nikota was really, really good.
All right. Well, I've gone for Liam Martin.
Okay.
Just with, you know, he had some issues at the start of the year. Troubled hamstring, I think it was, where he missed a couple of games and then come back and started in the ruck, but then finished the year playing in the back row. I thought he was so instrumental in the Panthers, you know, strong finish to the year. He was menacing out in the back row, really gave a lot of issues to opposition teams every week that he played, and was one of New South Wales' best, I thought, through that series in the State of Origin. So I've gone Liam Martin.
Ooh, were we counting Origin? Were we counting Origin? If we're
And the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. The other guy I've gone for was Tyson Frizzell.
Oh, that's a great shout.
Tyson, yeah, big Tice.
Oh, I thought,
you know, coupled with, you know, their run at the end of the year, they won 10 in a row, and he was enormous. Enormous. I'll tell you when he started, like, just playing the house down. It was after he came on the captain's run.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely he did.
Yeah, he came on around April, May, something like that. And he played the house down. So I've gone Tyson and Liam.
That Tyson shout is a great shout. That is a great shout. Oh, man, now you're making me rethink my whole life, Smitty. Okay. At number 13, we may have different 13s. At number 13, so. I have Paddy Carrigan.
Yep, Pat Carrigan.
Mate, he has been phenomenal.
Yep. I think there's not much you can say that people don't know about Paddy. Just, you know, the energy that he plays with, the physicality, particularly the back end of the year. Like, he's been getting a bit mean.
Yeah.
Hasn't he? He's a bit rough. Like, he's throwing his weight around a little bit, throwing his man bun around a little bit. he's been fantastic. And with that combo that he shares with Payne Haas, you know, that's helped him. That's helped Patrick, you know, play his best football as well. I think he's hands down. Like, Isaiah Yeo, we all know the type of player he is and what he provides for Penrith, but I just think that, you know, Patrick Carrigan is hands down lock of the year. Got to give a shout to Tohu Harris though as well.
Oh, huge
mate. Part of New Zealand's success this year, and was so good the other night. You know, played like a you know, a great leader that he is. But it has to go to Patrick Garrigan for mine.
There you have it, our 1-13 team of the year. Open, text us in anything you thought we got wrong. Open to suggestions. Open to having our minds changed. So feel free. 0457 736 736.
Boys, who's your rookie of the year? Now, Jacob Preston is ineligible tonight for the Dally M Awards, but does that, if we're going to throw that to the side...
Well, Preston would probably, him or Taruva would be it if it's anything.
Jareem Buller on Sunday was announced as the Rugby League Players Association Rookie of the Year, so that's what the players thought.
Taruva is my Rookie of the Year, the Dally M Rookie of the Year.
Buller, Taruva. Let's go Taruva.
I thought Buller was, he got a bit fatigued towards the end of the year. I think he lost a bit, and it's usual for rookies when they, you know, that everyone's relying so heavily on Buller because the team's struggling. I thought towards the end of the year he was a little bit quiet. So I'm going to go Taruva. Coach of the Year, Smithy, Ivan Cleary, Kevvy Walters, Andrew Webster.
No, I've got Andrew Webster.
Andrew Webster?
Yeah, Andrew Webster. He's taken a side that was 15th last year and took them all the way to a prelim. So I think Andrew Webster for me.
Yeah, I think Ivan Cleary, you could make this could be an argument for and an argument against, because you have to ask yourself, okay, if you're going to give it to the guy that, because a lot of people say, oh, he won another minor premiership and he's in another grand final. Well, if by that logic, you're essentially just going to give coach of the year to whoever wins the minor premiership or the grand final. But the argument for him, though, could be, yes, it's third premiership that he's going for. He's in four grand finals, you know, all that great stuff. But he was really responsible for that roster that he did bring on. So it's not like he took over a roster that was just absolutely stacked. But I think that when you talk about taking, like, it's clearly the coach was the difference. Andrew Webster is the clear winner here because, you know, they were 14th last year. They come in and all of a sudden they're in a prelim. Outside of a few solid players, they didn't recruit some huge superstar. They basically took this, you know, similar-ish roster. I know there were four or five changes, but the people they brought in, it's not like they were substantially better than the people on the field that were already kind of there.
Yeah.
And so I agree. I think Andrew Webster, coach of the year.
Yeah, and you could tell that they were a different footy side from the get-go this season, couldn't you? Like, from round one, you could go, this is a very different coach side. They were, like... They look extremely well prepared. They look confident within their game plan, and they were playing some tough footy as well. So that goes down to their preparation and a lot to do with what Andrew Webster did as new coach.
Now we got some texts here. Don't usually disagree with you guys, but someone doing what Reece Walsh did to get that suspension, still winning Player of the Year, brings his terrible offence up and quietly condone it. I will say that's a really good point. I will say it's like that specifically. I do agree with him because it was like, you know, swearing at a ref. So I agree with the text in regards to I can see that it's not a good look. I think, well, me personally, my opinion, I was just more talking the broad getting suspended. But if that specifically, I agree with you. What do you reckon, Smithy?
Yeah, no, and that's why I said earlier, like the awards are voted as best and fairest as an overall player of the year and in those positions as well. So I can understand why people say, well, like, he shouldn't be eligible for that spot. I think we're just taking that out. We're just going off performances, weren't we?
Yeah, we're taking that.
With our team selection.
I think, though, like, a good example, in my opinion, is Drinkwater. So head high, Corey Oates, at the start of the season, just a shoulder that slipped up. There was no intent. There was no malice. It was just a bad accident that happened. Like, I just think that that's clearly an accident and that's not a reflection of his character to say he's not a fair player. Like, does anyone really think that Drinkwater is not a fair player?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, like, he's a clean, good player. And so that's my argument for if you get suspended, then it's too. I do think we need to relook at it, but I do agree with the text and Tony from Newcastle should have been clearer. If you're found guilty of swearing at a ref, absolutely, you shouldn't win the Dally M. So apologies should have been clearer. Anyway, G'day Beacon Cam. I think with 90% of charges, you could let them go to the keeper, i.e. high contact, dangerous contact. But stuff like using foul... Oh, here's another person. Stuff like losing foul language to the ref or the officials can't let it go. Kane from Central Coast. You're absolutely right, Kane.
With you, Kane.
With you, mate. It's simply stupid that 10-meter rule for touch judges. Whoever came up with this rule is simply wrong. I'm not sure if that is the text to the right show. Here's another one. Hard to agree with you, Banana Benders, but think you have already been punished when you suspended. So when you are out, you can't collect points. Yep. So game on when you can play.
That's Reese's situation.
Yeah, Reese's
situation. Or anyone suspended.
Mm. That's from, Jason, thanks for that, mate. Now we're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got Best Hands, we've got Holy Schnitz, we've got all the good stuff coming up.